Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Amen.
Amen.
So, as humans, we are born with two innate fears. The fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. We are born with these two fears in order to survive. Don't go too far away from the cave because you might fall off cliff. And if you hear a loud noise, run or duck. Fear as a baby is innate so that we can live long enough to become adults. All other fears that we have as adults, however, are learned. We are socialized to fear snakes or bears or cars or whatever the biggest threat is to our local context. Still, fear is innate or taught out of the need and the hope for survival. As complex as humans can be, we really have only two feelings, fear and love. Really, all other feelings are rooted in those two, joy, love, anxiety, fear, hope, love, sadness, fear. For us as babies, love is simply the absence of fear. The little human person experiences times with people when they are free of fear, when there is absolutely no threat to their life, and that little person becomes attached to that caregiver. And the attachment is, for that little person, a matter of survival. What we think of as love for a baby is simply attachment to that which removes all fear and aids in our survival. Paul, in his letters in our scriptures, says, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked in fear. As I mentioned last Sunday, resurrection is a process. Easter is a day, but true resurrection is a process. The disciples have lost their teacher and their friend who they loved, and now they are in the upper room in a state of fear. Peace be with you. Jesus stood among them and offers them comfort in their place of fear. Resurrection is a process. When we feel fear, there are several ways we as humans can respond. Fight, flight, or freeze. Swing, run, duck, and hide. These responses are normal experiences when we feel fear. And like feelings, they are not good or bad. They are just human responses that aid in our survival. And as humans, we are hardwired to survive. So the disciples, in their human experience, they run, they hide, and they freeze. But Jesus meets them there, stands among them, and offers them comfort. Peace be with you. Now, I don't know about you all, but when I am afraid, I tend to go into inquisitor mode. I ask a lot of questions. Asking questions is my way of assessing the situation, seeing how much of a threat something really is. Asking a lot of questions is my way of gaining control and discerning my next move, fight, flight, or freeze. But when I feel love, I tend to be less of an inquisitor. When I feel love or any feeling rooted in love, I tend to be curious, but not paranoid. Accepting, but not in denial, grounded rather than chaotic. When I feel love, I am at peace. Peace be with you. Thomas, when he hears that Jesus came and stood among them, likewise moves into inquisitor mode. He is assessing the threat so that he can discern his next move, fight, flight, or freeze. So he starts to ask a lot of questions. A week later, our scripture says, the disciples are still locked in this upper room, and Jesus comes back to them again. Again, Jesus seeks out these fearful men, and he says, peace be with you. And then he says to Thomas, go ahead, put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe. Jesus, in his compassion for these men, offers comfort and meets Thomas in his doubt with embodied answers to his questions. Doubt is just a feeling rooted in fear. But belief is rooted in love. Peace be with you. Why are these disciples so fearful? They are fearful because their focus is on survival. And their human response is to lock themselves away in order to protect themselves from death. But Jesus meets them in their place of fear and offers comfort. But he also offers a challenge. Do not doubt, but believe, says Jesus. What does the crucifixion of Jesus tell us? Jesus loved those whom he loved, and he loved them until the end. What the crucifixion tells us is that sometimes there are more important things at hand than our mere survival. And what the process of resurrection tells us is that love is stronger than death. That when we let go of fear, love wins. As babies, there's nothing more important than survival, and everything we do is to aid in that survival. But as adults, as Christians, Jesus teaches us through the crucifixion that sometimes there are more important things than our survival. For us as adults, love is no longer simply the absence of fear. For us, Jesus says, love is the willingness to face what we fear and follow God anyway. Blessed are those who have not yet seen, but who have come to believe. Indeed, blessed are those who can choose love over fear. But these disciples, Jesus knows, are not yet blessed in that way. And so Jesus, in his compassionate love, keeps on showing up for these fearful men he finds in their fearful place. Why is Jesus so persistent? Because he needs them to continue the work of building the kingdom of God. And so he challenges them to choose love over fear, belief over doubt, to leave their upper room and to go out into the world offering healing and forgiveness of sins. Even though they are fearful, even though Jesus knows they may be persecuted for it, as my Father sent me, I also send you. And then he breathed on them and said, receive the Spirit. Jesus commanded them to receive the Holy Spirit. He doesn't breathe on them and say, you have received the Holy Spirit. He breathes on them and commands them to receive the Spirit. For these disciples to leave their place of fear, Jesus knows that the answers to their questions will not alone move them out into the world, but they will need to receive the Spirit to move them from fear to love. As babies and children, fear in the face of danger is not a choice, it's simply a human condition. But we become adults and we claim Christian faith, we are commanded to receive the Holy Spirit and to choose love over fear, even when our mere survival may be at risk. This was true for those disciples, and it is true for us now. Doubt will always emerge in the face of fear. We will hide and we will flee and we will ask a lot of questions. But no answers can move us from fear to love. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. And this is mature faith. This is what Paul means when he says, as an adult, I put away childish things. As spiritually mature Christians, we are called to receive the Holy Spirit, to move from fear to love. We are called to face our fears, to prioritize God's will in our lives over our mere survival. So what upper rooms do you find yourselves locked away in? What fear has you fleeing and frozen, perhaps keeps you from acting on the will of God? Where might we all be prioritizing our own or our family's mere survival, economic, social, or physical, over the will of God and the call to follow Jesus? During Eastertide, we learned that resurrection is a process. Fear is a normal feeling when we are threatened or unsure about what is happening around us. And we learn that Jesus loves us so much that he will find us even in our fearful places. And he will breathe on us and he will offer us the Holy Spirit. And we also learn that the next step is ours. Because not even Jesus can make us receive the Holy Spirit. That decision is ours. Resurrection is a process. Now, eventually, the disciples leave the upper room and begin to minister. And Jesus, compassionate and loving as he is, keeps on meeting them wherever they go. On the beach, he makes them breakfast. On the long walk, he keeps them company. And friends, Jesus has, and he will continue to do the same for us. He will meet us in our fearful places too. He will continue to meet us, to breathe on us, and offer us the Holy Spirit. And Jesus will remind us to take up our cross and follow him, because there are more important things than our mere survival in the work of building the kingdom of God. And Jesus will remind us that, like the disciples before, he will meet us out in the world too, even when we are afraid, even when we doubt. But ours is the choice. Every day, wherever we find ourselves, ours is the choice to leave our upper rooms and move from fear to love. Ours is the choice to believe that Jesus will meet us there as we walk out into the world as mature and spirit-filled Christians, responding to all we encounter with love. Amen.